Blog Talk Radio.
Versatile Radio. Are you there with me? Mama Matthew, are you here?
Yep, I'm here.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yep, I can hear you just fine.
Okay, good. Everybody, welcome to Versatile Radio. We really apologize for we haven't been broadcasting for, the past 3 days. All of us have been really super busy. But tonight we do have a special show for you. Tonight we have Ms. Amaretto La Luca from New York, and I'm sure you guys all know who she is if you're a freestyle fan, and if not, I'm sure you know who she is anyways via all mine and Mama Laffy's posts, right? Mama Laffy, you were getting down to her music last night, right?
That definitely was. That was at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. My husband pulled the plug on me, though.
That's right, though. You were feeling that, though, huh?
Oh, I sure was. It was really good, really good.
Good, good.
And that new
okay,
mixer.
Well,
that
you know, yes, everybody that's listening live right now, I'm going to go ahead and open up the chat room. We are also still waiting for Amaretto to call in. As you all know, they're 3 hours ahead of us, and we want to dedicate the show to the Shadow, DJ Shadow. He's unfortunately he was hospitalized today, and he's experiencing a whole lot of medical issues. So we want to keep him in prayer. But he does have a show where he is interviewing Amaretto and Casey Lobo, the Kutatech, and we're going to go ahead and let Amaretto tell you a little bit more about that and what's going on as soon as she joins us. But for now, we're going to give a freestyle, and we'll get right back at you guys. We'll be right back.
Love is what I feel when I look at you. Love is the way, and this is our date. Would you run away and let me down? Love is the way I'm making you stay. Love is what I feel when I look at you. Love is the way, 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 the way. Love is the way.
is.
Okay, Versatile Radio, everybody, welcome, welcome. We do have Amaretto on the line, and as you guys all know, you know, she's three. There you are. You got in. Congratulations, Amaretto.
Hey, Amaretto.
Yes. I have all three of my co-hosts on the line with me tonight, Amaretto. I have a shorty, Eddie Carlos, his wife, Sandra, who's also celebrating a birthday with you this month. And then,
Lemon, I love, baby.
Mama Lappy, who helped you get into the chat room. Real quick, I want to, Amaretto, to say hello to all the listeners. I know you, we have a whole lot of listeners. You guys have been waiting for Amaretto to come live. And this is actually a very special show via the DJ Shadow. Unfortunately, he's in the hospital right now. And we're going to let Amaretto, you know, say a little bit about what's going on out there, play a few of her songs, and then you guys, she's in the chat room. Anybody that wants to speak with her, feel free to. You want to say hello, Amaretto?
Yes, hello, everybody. How is everybody tonight?
Hello. Hey, we're doing good.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you
so much. Happy birthday, Amaretto.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, it's been 1 month long celebration for me. I'm taking it to July 20th now. I'm doing a party on the 20th. It's a belated birthday party. That's the best day they were able to get for the club.
Well, hey, put me on that birthday party, then I'll do it.
I'm going to film it. I'm having Bronx.net TV come film it from the Bronx.
Yeah. You know, you've been celebrating your birthday, Amaretto, pretty much all month, and that's awesome. I heard through a little birdie that you're kind of you were a little bit shy about telling your fans who exactly what day your birthday was. So surprise, surprise, we're celebrating your birthday on Versatile Radio tonight, okay? Even though it was
birthday,
the month's not over. Anyways, you guys, we're going to go ahead and we're going to just, like I said, I wanted to take her live and tell everybody hi, play a couple of her songs, and she is in the chat room. Right after this song, we're going to put her back in. First, Amaretto, I'm going to be playing a song called I'll Be Your Juliet. Do you want to tell the audience a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah, that's the Juliet, the Romeo and Juliet from Shakespeare, to today's modern thoughts on love. And, you know, freestyle always was about love. And, you know, I'm in freestyle dance now. So I figured why not bring back something from the old, like just make it new. And so for me, I was inspired through a singer that, shares the song with me. Her name is Lulu Destiny Rios, and I do the dance version. I also have a funk melody freestyle version. She does a funk freestyle version. So this song touched me because when I heard it, I envisioned Romeo and Juliet from Shakespeare. So what it is it's the thought of how sometimes you love someone so much you're willing to do anything for them. And sometimes even die for them, just like Romeo and Juliet did. It's tragic. So my show, when I perform this one, I'm going to become Juliet on stage. And Romeo already found me. So he's already practicing his steps. And
right.
He's
We've all seen the pictures of your new Romeo and you know, trying to believe Versatile Radio, TC Productions, we're all over your post. We be reposting and you know, letting everybody out here on the West Coast what's going on with Miss Amaretto. And, you know, I have a whole lot of respect for you, for your music. Working with the Shadow, Casey, Lobo, you're doing a whole lot more than that. I know this. And, like I said, a lot of respect for you and what you're doing. And, you know, coming out of where you came out of, you know, wherever, whatever journey you took, but you came back, you're coming back. And, you know, you have a whole lot of fans out here on the West Coast. A whole lot of fans.
I have no idea. I have none. I tell you, I'm kept in the dark. They're keeping me all in the dark for a little bit now. Because if I know too much, I'm just probably going to just burst of joy. So my manager and my producers, they're keeping me a little. I have no idea. This is, I'm actually branching out a little bit more on my own these last 2 weeks, learning more and more about who's actually out there keeping an eye on me, and I'm quite surprised. And for me and Austin, speaking to the West Coast, this is awesome.
Okay, and you know, this is actually an honor for myself and my three other co-hosts to have you on the show. They've been waiting for you to come on, you know, for a long time. And like I said, I don't know if you heard it or not at the beginning of the show. Mama Lafley, she was Pira Chancla last night to your music. You know what I mean? Yeah. her husband had to pull her over and tell her to come to bed, you know?
I want to know what song she was listening to.
What were you listening to? I think she was Rock the Clave.
Rock the Clave? Yeah,
I was listening to The Chaser on SoundCloud.
But it's Rock the Club. I say it again.
I was listening to The Teaser on SoundCloud, too.
I missed that. Say it again. Get closer to the actual phone. I missed what you said.
The teaser that's posted up on SoundCloud.
Okay. Okay. We're hearing an echo. You must be on. Have your speaker on, Metal. But what was the name of the song again? There's something you have posted on SoundCloud, Amaretto.
Wait, I just got to speak. I'm good now. All right.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, repeat that for her one more time, Veronica.
It says it's a teaser from you. I forgot. I said it's from a DJ. I forgot who it was, though. It says teaser on it.
Oh, yeah, that DJ. Okay, let me explain what that is. What you're hearing there is another. You know, what they do is they they remix your songs. I have so many versions of the songs from so many different DJs. I don't know which one to use, but this last one I discovered is a DJ, Tichy. He's from Brazil, and he did that mix, and I love it. And it's a teaser. I know which one you're talking about. If you have that, you could pump that up. Yeah, I love that one. And I want to get that one completed from him so I can perform that soon enough. Right now I have a Funkery freestyle of Never Ever, and he did that little teaser, which is, I don't know if that's called Dance Pop. I have no idea. I have to go look at that. It's on SoundCloud. That's right.
Right.
It's
and, you know,
teaser Amaretto, Never Ever Dance. DJ Pro, yeah, it's from Brazil.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Adrian, that's him. Adrian something. DJ, I know the name. Adrian DJ TG, or TJ. Yeah, that's what that is. I remember now. Isn't it a hot little mix? That's his little version of it.
Yeah, it's nice. It's really nice.
And, of course, all this is approved by Tony Garcia.
Yes, I was going to ask you that. On that note, I'm going to go ahead and play this song right now.
Okay.
Once again, to all the listeners out here at Versatile Radio and everybody on the East Coast that's listening in, this is Amaretto with Never Ever Dance. This is a remix of The Master with Tony Garcia. You guys enjoy, and we'll be right back with Amaretto.
Thank you.
Amaretto.
Hey, I know. I'm familiar with that tune right there.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
I did a lullaby to that. I sung a lullaby to my granddaughter with that tune.
Really?
Yeah, I did. I sure did.
Really? Oh,
beautiful. I love it. I just love it.
Thank you. She hasn't probably heard the funk freestyle version yet. That should be coming soon enough. I think I'm going to send you get that one, too. I think you know what? I think you have it already on the email.
You have it.
I asked
to have that song right there. I have it in one of DJ Shadow's mixes.
Okay.
And, he hooked it up. So if it is in one of these emails,
you'll check it out later. Yeah.
No. I'm gonna play it tonight. We have I have three tracks. Yeah. So this right here is called "I'll Be Your Juliet," which we spoke about earlier. And you know, real quick, there's so many questions that I'm sure a whole lot of fans have to ask you. Our listeners, I want to announce that the chat room is open. Amaretto is in the chat room right now. And or you guys have the guest number, which is 347-215-7698. You're welcome to call in, and we will put you live in the chat room with Amaretto. Or like I said, just join us on chat. And, you know, she's talking to quite a few people in there. I'm not really on that page right now, but I know that she's in there. And also, again, we are celebrating her birthday along with my co-host, Sandra. Are you there, Sandra?
I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, they can't hear me. And I want to mention, once again, DJ Shadow. The Shadow, he's hospitalized right now, so we want to pray for him. Everybody keep him in prayer. He's going to be recovering real soon and get back to Freestyle Paradise Radio. And and you guys can hear the work that he did with the interview that consisted of Amaretto and Casey of Clear Touch. One thing I want to touch on right quick, Amaretto, the new movement, okay? People that I speak with, you know, DJs out in New York City is, you know, nobody really, from the response I'm getting, there's still really not a name for it. Can you collaborate on that a little bit and your opinion?
Okay, here's what's happening on our end over here on the East Coast. Well, you know, I'm with Tony Garcia, and I got my start back in pretty much officially in 2010 with Mickey Garcia. He brought me to Miami to do the 96.3 FM show Christmas Ball, where I did a concert with the big guys, you know, like George Lamont, Tony Moran. I mean, there was a lot of people there from back in the day. Company B, I was on the show with, they were there, Company B. Tito Puente Jr. played timbales for me on stage. That was 2010. Now, through that venue, I signed with Mickey Garcia's brother, Tony Garcia. Mickey Garcia's the godfather of freestyle. Tony Garcia's Dr. Ed is Tony Garcia. Okay, so these two beautiful men helped me come back, okay? And so they're talking about their movement that they have me on, which I'm not responsible for the wording of it because I always called what I was doing urban freestyle, but it somehow transformed to freestyle dance music and funk melody freestyle. So the argument is, if we continue to call it freestyle with today's young kids, freestyle for them, the 18 to 24 years old, and that's our target, you know, audience, because they buy the most music, records, you know, CDs, etc. They think, when I say freestyle, they look at me with three heads, they think it's rap. That's the problem I'm having.
Yeah.
And I got to start explaining to them, no, this is melodic freestyle. They're like, what are you talking about? As melody. So I call myself freestyle dance artist. And when I do the the funk freestyle, which is like the Planet Rock beat, but it's been reinvented now. It's all getting reinvented. It's now being called funk melody freestyle. So, uh-huh. You know what I mean? Like, this is where I'm at with this whole thing. And I keep getting reprimanded by my manager. No, you got to say, don't call it that. But, so we're all here trying to figure out what's this name. I've always said what I did since back in the early 80s. It was called urban contemporary dance music, urban contemporary pop music. So we're in the middle of this thing here trying to figure out what's the name, where we're going with it. But right now, it's been established as far as Brazil is concerned. Brazil, out there for what we do, it's funk melody freestyle right now in South America. That's where it's at so far. And as far as the dance music, they're putting the word freestyle in front of it, freestyle dance.
Okay.
You know, because it has some of the elements, it has some of the sounds from back then, but a little bit with a twist. You know, of today's modern.
Right.
Today they play Boricua Posse's music. He's on the ticket with me to do some shows. And this has all been in the works for a couple of years now, guys. And I've been knowing about it since 2003. But it takes years, okay? The big people that killed freestyle in the early 90s, they just, you know, music freestyle died. They did this. Mm-hmm. They did this. They knew what they were doing because they were going to bring it back. You know, they have to postpone it, prolong it a little bit. I know I'm saying stuff I really shouldn't be saying, but the big people that you don't see them, you don't see them. They're behind closed doors, okay? They're the ones calling the shots, okay? They're the ones that said, okay, find those artists that are over 30 years old, that was in the genre, that really didn't get much to do on their own, and that had music that never was heard, and I'm one of them. Because I was in a group, now I'm solo, you know?
Right.
Okay,
and you're exclusively working with High Power Records with Tony Garcia. Am I correct?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Yep. Now, real quick, this song that I'm gonna play next is a one of Tony Garcia's productions with Stevie B. But right quick, let's go ahead and tell everybody where they can find your music. I know there's a whole lot of.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and throw out some links right quick. Everybody out here on the West Coast who loves freestyle wants to grab a hold of that. And let's go ahead and let's tell them where they can find you right quick.
Okay. I'm at all online digital music stores, but the best place to go is highpowerrecords.com. And then my Facebook page is another way to get to me and inbox me. I will, you know, tell you where, but I have a list and I could always email or inbox back the list. I just didn't memorize it, but it's all major online, you know, record stores, and highpowerrecords.com would be the best way, you know.
Okay. If you guys missed that, and you didn't quite get it, I definitely will be posting up her links and where
I'm
you
repeating
can
it right now.
Find her.
I'm repeating it right now.
Right now, you guys, this is some freestyle funk melody with DJ Tony, Tony Garcia, and Stevie B. You guys enjoy, and we'll be right back.
Come back to me. Spring love, come back to me, baby, now.
Spring love,
hey, not by
come
now.
Come back to me.
Don't you know, baby,
love.
Simplesmente inigualável.
everybody. Welcome back to Versatile Radio. We are still live with the with Amaretto and my co-host, Mama Laffy. Can you guys hear me okay?
Right here.
Right here.
Right here. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
All right.
I'm going to go ahead and play I'll Be Your Juliet now, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we did talk about that a little bit in the beginning, and we went there as far as your new dancer. His name's Goro, correct? Wasn't Goro a freestyle artist at one time, as far as a singer?
Okay, repeat the question.
Your new dancer, is his name Goro?
No, Kano, C-A-N-O. He is a chapter leader. The right-hand man of Curtis Sliwa's Guardian Angels, that's first, and then he's a dancer. He was a dancer for Tunisia back in the day.
Got it. Okay. Did he or did he not release his own? Did he release one of his own freestyle tracks?
No. Kano is just a dancer. He doesn't sing.
Uh-huh.
Guy in the pictures you see with me, he's a professional dancer, and he's also a Guardian Angel. Do you know who the Guardian Angels are?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So he's the right-hand guy for Curtis Sliwa. My intention is to have all the Guardian Angels at my next event.
Mm-hmm. You do have an event coming up at the Penny Saver Theater or something like that out there. And I don't know. Yeah,
fill you in. Okay, first, my next event is June 28th at Lehman College, the Performing Arts Center for BronxNet TV, where I'm filming artists that I love, that I meet along the way, that I think have talent in the genre. Also, for urban music, like R&B and pop, salsa, that's it, as well as freestyle. And so I have my own lineup of artists I develop each year, and once I bring them through me, I kind of release them to the world, and they go from there. And of course, they come back to me if they need advice. But this year, it's going to be an interesting lineup. I'm preparing. So that's happening June 28th. I've been filming these people over a period of time. I do it every year. In fact, one of them is right now in the chat room, Jay Magicus. I'd like to give him a shout-out, Jay. I hope you hear me. I see you in the chat room. I love you so much. He has a really great hot freestyle song. You guys got to check it out, Freestyle Dance. Now, this is June 28th. I'm doing this first. Then July 6th is my actually big concert of my life as a solo artist. I still keep my doors open if the girls come back, but they're married with kids now. So, you know, they're not. I've been the only one gung-ho freestyle for the last 28 years, man. I've been just there. I was Lisa Lisa's backstage singer. I did a lot, but we'll talk about that later. But right now, that's the next thing, July 6th. After July 6th, I do my big birthday Next Generation concert, July 20th. And then August 9th, I do a major fundraiser for Huntington, Long Island, Victoria's Charity for Children. And that's another story. We can get into that another day.
Okay.
But that's it for now. Oh, wait, did I go to Brazil? I go to South America after that.
Mm-hmm.
So this
right.
is
okay.
all starting. All as of my birthday, June, it just 12th, it just passed.
My
real birthday. Because Amaretto has her own birthday. Amaretto's January 10th, 1986. Okay, so I got two birthdays, all right? So I celebrate the birth of Amaretto in January, and then my birthday is Jessica Lopez. Is June.
Got it.
So
okay.
that's happening.
So
all that's going to happen.
You guys all hear that. She went ahead and mentioned her real name right quick. So if you didn't catch it, you're bad. Listen to the replay. Anyways, I wanted to say hi to Jay. Hi, Jay. Thank you. Welcome to Versatile Radio. And we're looking forward to playing your music here at Ron Versatile Radio. A whole lot of freestyle fans over here on the West Coast. And when they get a chance to listen to it, when they get a chance to listen to a show like this that plays freestyle music, trust and believe, it's like a treat. So, you can go ahead and go through Amaretto if you want to submit any of your tracks to Versatile Radio. I want to say hello to CJ Menace, who's also in the chat room. CJ Menace also works with myself and TC Productions, and He's doing his thing. He's out in Oregon. So hello, CJ. It's nice to see you back. I haven't spoke with you in a while. And CJ Minutes will also be featured on our Versatile mixtape, which is coming out. And you know what? I'm right out. CJ Minutes, he's a hip-hop artist. And you know what? He don't even, you know, he was actually co-hosting with me when I first started at Versatile Radio. And not even knowing anything about freestyle music, he hung in there and he was listening, you know what I mean? So this is really a surprise for me to see him listening to the show and to see him here in the chat room. And, you know, that's my boy right there. Very talented artist. Anyways, here we go. We're going to go ahead and set this off with the I'll Be Your Juliet, correct? And this is only you,
right? This is me again. Of course, I have studio background singers on my projects, but they do very small parts because, of course, you can't do it all, you know. So you hear me and you hear some parts in the back of background singers, but they're studio singers and they got their own stuff and their names are on the records. I give credit to all the people that work with me. But, yeah, this is me. Not the Lulu Destiny Rios version, although she does a good version of it. We share a song together. This one is my version.
Okay.
I have the
and
dance
is,
version.
Is this Tony Garcia producing
yep.
the track here?
Yep, this is
okay.
Tony Garcia awesome. Again.
Awesome song, you guys. Enjoy.
Thank you. And I love you so forever and forever.
Okay, everybody, that was, I want to, what was the name of that track? I Want to Be Your Juliet, or Let Me Be Your Juliet, what was it?
That one is, I call it Juliet, but Tony Garcia, when he wrote the manuscript for that, and, you know, the notes and stuff, musical stuff, he keeps writing, I'll Be Your Juliet. So,
okay.
Call it Juliet for short, or I'll Be Your Juliet.
Okay, so there you go, you guys, that's Juliet, I'll Be Your Juliet, whatever. I'm gonna I'm gonna go somewhere with Alvarado right now. As far as what's going on over here on the West Coast, she wants to know what's going on over here on the West Coast. Now, we do have CJ Menace, who is a hip hop artist, in our chat, and I'm sure Tripolar is listening. Alvarado, as far as what is your question in music that's going on out here, as far as where, in our opinion, where, what does it look like, where it's going, what's taking over, or what just everything? Is that the question you have?
Well, I want to know, on the West Coast, first of all, logistically, where are you? Are you in L.A., San Francisco? Where are you?
Okay.
I haven't done much research on you yet.
Okay, Versatile Radio headquarters are in the Inland Empire. Southern California, the Inland Empire in Southern California is about, what would you say, Vero? It's probably about a half hour from Los Angeles, okay? We're basically in the middle of all counties in Southern California. And once again, it's called the Inland Empire. City-wise,
right.
It's Riverside, Riverside, California. And, you know, so me.
Would somebody be nice enough
to
inbox me that, what you just said, the location, all that? You said something, Empire. I have no idea. If somebody could just get that to me later on. Okay, keep going. I'm listening.
Okay. No, we'll do that. We'll get that for you. There's a whole lot of, okay, Mama Laffy Vero, she does my underground show for Versatile Radio. It's actually her underground show. And she's on Monday night, so she deals with a lot of the underground Latin hip-hop artists. I know a few hip-hop artists that are already very well-known. And
you mean Latin hip-hop, or you mean hip-hop?
Latin hip-hop and
Latin hip-hop, right?
Okay. Yes. Now, I don't want to get into the whole hip-hop scene because it's too big out here, you know what I'm saying? But I can tell you one thing. There are a whole lot of Latin hip-hop artists. I got to name my buddy Young Thrall, you know, that's my homeboy right there. And, you know, he's already, you know, known, he's making his money, doing his thing, that are very talented. And just because he's in the Latin hip-hop genre, he's very versatile with his music. You know what I'm saying? And is where I really wanted to go with you on this note, because speaking and collaborating a little bit with some artists over there on the East Coast in New York and in Florida, with, I don't even know if it's going to be a part of the new movement, but it seems like that's where it's going. The whole freestyle genre and the type of the style of the music, and bringing rappers into this along with the salsa, the twist, and the cumbia, and just everything. It's gonna happen, and this I don't know. I just like you said, there's a lot that we can't say. You know what I'm saying? But
you know, I was just thinking. I totally forgot when we first started in 1984, 85. We called ourselves Latin hip-hop. That's what we was.
Yes.
And that included people like Niobe and Arlene, Amaretto. And then something happened, and they changed it to this word, freestyle.
Right.
And I feel I'm not free, and that's not my style. If I can go back to using the word, if I can go back to the words of Latin hip-hop, I would do it in a minute. But now my music is melodic, more dance tones in it. So maybe I should look at that. You know, I should look at
the words Latin hip hop again, because that's really what I wanted to do.
You know, and you and I, you know, when the time's right, we're gonna, you know, talk a little bit more about that, you know, privately or whatever, and collabs and all that. But yeah, definitely. I remember, I mean, back in them days, I was DJing, and I used to, like, tag all over my school books and stuff, Latin hip-hop freestyle, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, like you said, a huge change took place. And, you know, I fortunately very blessed to have had Mr. Little One on my show about 3 months ago, who I personally consider the king of Latin hip-hop. And he touched down on that subject in a deep way, and it made a whole lot of sense. And I'll show you the copy of that.
What's his name?
Mr. Little One, and he owns Sicko Records. And,
he's out there? Somebody text me that name or inbox me that name. Thank you. I want to look that person up. Thank you.
Alvarado, I got you. I'm going to play a track right now. A young
okay.
Rob. He's also under the Sicko Records label, and he does a whole lot of work. And the Sicko Records is Mr. Little One. Young Rob also has his own label, Reese's Records and Inner Circle Records. And on this track here, he works with Busy Bones. Listen to this.
Yeah, young Busy Bones. Try. Yes, indeed. We got badass in the building.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that was Young Thug with Busy Bone, and it's kind of you know, give you a little bit a little feel about of what's going on as far as Latin hip hop and you know, who's moving up and doing what, and yeah, this boy right here, he's got a lot of swag, and he's very, very, very talented, you know, and I'm not saying that because he's my homeboy, but you know, I'm pretty sure he is on your page, or I believe that you did respond to one of his posts where he was asking his fans which way or suggestions as far as who he should work with next, or who his fans would like to see him work with next. And you came in on that comment, on one of the comments, and I think that's probably where you seen his name.
What? Okay, now what did I say? I say so much. I can't remember. Hold on, I'm getting a call. Hold on one second. Hello?
Who's this? Yeah, I know. I'm on the radio, sweetheart. Let me call you right back, okay? I'm on the radio. You're at work. You okay? Okay, my love. I'll call you right back. Give me a kiss. Mwah. Love you. I'll call you right back. Okay, bye. Bye.
Okay, I'm back.
The voice. Yeah, yeah. Hey, Vero, don't you love that New York accent, Vero?
I do.
Yes. They'd be like, this ain't coffee, this is water. You know what I mean? Like that. But I remember when I went to New York quite some time ago, and it wasn't really the trip that I wished it could have been. You know, unfortunately, it was a little show that I premiered on Ricky Lake. Remember Ricky Lake, Amaretto?
I'm sorry, say the name again?
Ricky Lake, remember Ricky Lake?
I missed that. Say it again.
Yeah, hold on. Let me, we're getting a lot of feedback, and I think it's coming from, is that better? There we go.
Okay,
on your, I just love the New York accent, and, you know,
I've always
loved New York, and I was just saying that, you know, I went one time in my life, several years ago, probably over like 12 years ago, but I was on the Ricky Lake show, and you know, that the whole little deal right there was only like a 2.5 day trip, but I just love the accent. I love to hear you guys talk. Yes.
Well,
okay.
I've lived in the East Coast my whole life.
Your whole life? And
no.
New York City or Manhattan? Okay.
Okay. I lived in Manhattan. I lived in the Bronx, and back and went back to Manhattan. And I lived in Florida for a little while, came back to Manhattan. I'm an Upper West Side girl. I live on the 25th floor of a beautiful building, and I see the entire Central Park from my window and my balcony.
You know, you're going to...
One day you'll come over
here. Definitely, I am. But you're definitely going to have to send us a picture of your window view, please.
Okay.
Do that. That's going to be one thing I do accomplish is having my studio overlooking my city like that. And I just love New York.
Yeah.
Now, back to the music, Amaretto.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you listen to a whole lot of different type of music? I mean, I know, you know, in New York, there's the whole club and dance music, that's really hitting big out there, correct?
Yeah, I would say so.
When you get in your car, or when you, you know, wherever you go, you know, via your headsets or whatever, what type of music do you prefer listening to?
I go to KTU, that's 103.5, or I'll go to 92.3 FM or 105.3 FM. And I listen to that kind of music. They throw freestyle segments more and more now. Before it was like practically non-existent. Now you can catch freestyle getting mixed in regular day music. It's strange.
Right, and that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, like the other day they played. Listen to this here. They played Rihanna. Right after Rihanna, Diamonds in the Sky. You know that Diamonds in the Sky. That song.
Yes.
Right after that,
they
play freestyle. I was like, what? I actually stopped eating my lunch. I said, something's not right. Am I looking? And this was what is that station? The new one.
That's being versatile, and that's what,
I was like,
you know,
what?
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do right here. I mean, trust and believe. I ain't got no shame on, you know, I'll bust a, what's his name? The Eagles or some Fleetwood Mac track or whatever,
yeah.
And you know, put some Sugar Free next or something. You know what I'm saying? That's versatile, and you know, I think that's awesome. What was the name of that station?
Okay, I have, this is, you could always go online and find them. Okay, I have 103.5.
Right, and that's,
right?
Yeah, I'm
FM.
That, yeah.
Yeah, FM. Then I have 105.3 FM, but that's Long Island only, but you can go online and get them. Right now they're broadcasting on Long, right now they're broadcasting, what? Okay, I have 103.5. On the FM dial, New York.
Okay.
I listen to that. And then I have 105.3 FM. I listen to that. And that's the Long Island Dance radio station.
Okay.
Long Island, New York. The whole Long Island gets that. They're not broadcasting yet in the five boroughs. Or the whole United States, you know, can get them on. And actually, no, the whole New York City can't get it. Only Long Island, New York gets that station for now. But you go online and you get them. Then I listen to Z100, Z Morning Zoo. I listen to them. They play a lot of dance pop. And then I'll go to 92.3 FM to see what's happening with the new stuff. And that's New York. I don't do too much. Okay, I do online radio now more and more, but I didn't do that too much like 3 months ago. Let me see what else. Then there's a 105.1 or 105.9. I think it's 105.1. That's my people on the other side, which is the hip-hop parade people. But they like freestyle artists like me. They like the Latin hip-hop. They'll throw me in on their shows. So I go there to listen to what Al Pizarro is doing with his people. You know, because I came from that. I came from rap. I remember there was no such thing. I remember when there was no such thing as Latin hip hop. And I was very vocal. I'm in a book. You can get me in the library. It's a book called Musica. And on page 69 through 75, I talk about, and not only me, but others, we mention how, you know, there was nothing. I stood up at the New Music Seminar in 1985 at the Marriott, and I said, in the middle of everything, they were like, anybody have any questions? And I said, yeah, when are you guys, you rap people, are going to let us Latinos in on it? And then I said, yeah. Next thing I know, there was Chase right in front of me. Charlie Chase was there.
Wow.
The Cold Crush Brothers was there. The Sugar Hill Gang, all of them was there. All these people were there. And they looked at me, and they said, you know, that's an idea. We know somebody. And that's how I got to do Clave Rock. You know, I was dating Africa Bambaataa's son, Africa Islam, and Africa Islam brought me there to that seminar.
Real quick, Amareno, Clave Rock. I bump that song all the time out here, okay? And a whole lot of people, what does that, I know what it means, but can you explain to the listeners what it means? And before you do that, I just want to, you know, mind you, Versatile Radio is now in, let me bring Beto in right quick. I believe she has 7 countries that are coming in on her show, and Versatile Radio has 22 different countries. So on that, Rasta Clave, explain to our listeners exactly what that means.
Okay, you have Clave Rock 1986. And then I did the remake of it, not the remix. I do a remix. Yeah, I did. Because, you see, Clive Rock, the 1986 version, there was 3 of us. So I can't produce the 3 girls again. What I did was I kind of remixed it, did it in my key and better. And then I did a new version of it, the Clive Rock Dance, that I've been keeping that on the wraps for my shows. So in there, I actually play Clive live, which is a percussion instrument. It's like 2 sticks, and you have to play it in rhythm. All my dance music and all my funk freestyle medley music is clavable. You can play clave over it.
I hear you. Now, I actually seen a picture in one of your albums of that, and that's why I question it, because
Clave, I was speaking to my father about it this afternoon. Yeah, what does clave mean to you? And you know, he has explained it as it being a part of, like, it's the mix of something new that's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? And so that made a lot of sense to me. That made a lot of sense to me, forgetting what I had seen, I don't know how many weeks ago, as far as the picture on your page, and it looking like two like sticks, like rain sticks or something.
They're cylindrical sticks. They're cylindrical sticks. Some of them are round, some of them are flat, sort of round. Mostly there's a percussion instrument consisting like of a pair of, I would say, about 20 to 30 centimeters of wood. The thickness of the dowel of the clave is traditionally made out of wood, rosewood, or any kind of ebony, grandinalia wood. It could also be a plastic or fiberglass, but the sound won't sound the same. It has greater durability if you use the real hand-carved hollow to amplify the sound. It's a unique sound, and it really does come from, I would say, a pattern of Brazilian, Cuban, Afro, you know, music, African-American, actually more Afro-African music. Amongst the better recordings of claves, believe it or not, that was used is more like in the salsa genre. What we did was we decided to bring that element into dance music, which was strange for us, because if you really listen to clave rocks, 1986 between you and me, there is no clave sticks. You don't hear any sticks. We forgot it. We used to do it live.
Wow.
So now I make sure I have the claves in my music. Don't get me wrong. The song isn't clave. You could do it. It's just that we didn't put, somehow we forgot to put the resonating chamber of clave, the instrument, in the song. And I always said that to my producer back then, Ray Serrano. Ray, you forgot the clave. And one day he turned around and said, you know what? I did. And the song was already put out all over the world.
Now, when you're singing that, and then you guys completed that track, and you were speaking particularly about the clave, right? The instrument.
Well, clave rock. What clave rocks is that it's about two things: the music, the beat, the rhythm, the heat, passion of you and me in that moment of our Spanish, you know, soulful music. And then, you know, how we get down. And, you know, most of us Latina girls, we like our men, and we, you know, refer to them as puppies. And that was that's part of it, too.
Yeah. Okay. So there you go, you guys. This is coming straight from Amaretto, the clave. And you guys know a little bit more.
La clave.
What's going down. Mama Lafia mentioned a little something, I guess. I don't know. She Googled everything, so she's all over it. Real quick, let's see, we have about 24 minutes left of the show. And because we are Rockfall Radio, we do feature a pretty big oldie show with my father, Mr. Eddie Fisher. Do you like oldies, Amaretto?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
What's your favorite oldie?
Let me see. I don't know what era you're talking about, because for me the oldies are like the 60s. Fifties. There's no way, because I wasn't born in the 50s. My mother, you know. But I always like Frankie Lyman. I follow the Beatles. Definitely follow them. Follow like Motown, Diana Ross. You know, I mean, like, I'll go backwards, you know. Oh, definitely Aretha Franklin, but I always like the Platters.
Okay. I don't mean to laugh. It's because I was dragged into one of the Platters concerts one time, and I hated it. But I respect the fact that I don't hate it. Look, real quick, I'm gonna play this jam right here. This is how we get down on the West Coast with some oldies right here.
All right.
Davis, please.
Okay.
Welcome back to Versatile Radio. We have about 19 minutes left of the show. We're still with Amaretto. Amaretto, I hope that didn't put you to sleep, but I just kind of wanted to
know. No. Yeah. I was just thinking for all late night listeners that are in bed right now, that's a hot song to listen to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. And once again, let me remind you that any and every single one of our episodes here at Versatile Radio are, you have access to replay them. Anytime you want, you can download any episodes you want at no cost. And, you know, we pretty much get a whole lot of our reports and the higher numbers in our archives. You know, if the audience, you know, depending on what time we broadcast here, you know, if they miss the show, they're always going to go ahead and listen to the replay or download the episode.
So, in other words, that link could be up on my page so they could hear what we did this evening.
Most definitely.
Is that
tomorrow,
saying?
The next
day. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yes,
can do that,
yes.
Right? You know how? All right. All right.
No. Actually, you're going to learn how. How about that?
Yeah.
I know that you're super busy. I know this. And you and I kind of struggle with the same thing as far as technology because, you know, we're not getting younger, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, But it's very easy. All you have to do basically just, you know, click on the picture. Once again, let me go ahead and have you throw out your links where everybody can find your music because I believe that, you know, a few of the tracks we played, a couple of the tracks we played are actually are not even maybe released yet, correct?
I think that they've been released, but I don't know which ones they're promoting first. I know they told me to stick with Never Ever, the Funk Melody Freestyle. That
that's what my record label is promoting, because that's what
okay.
is happening right now in South America. But now when I'm going to do the show in New York, July 6th, I'm going to divide it to, I'm going to do the funk melody freestyle of Never Ever, but then for Rock the Clave, Clave Rock, and Juliet, I'm going to do the dance version.
Okay.
Because I'm going to be with Party 105.3 FM, their dance music station.
Right, right. You know, real quick, we don't have that much time left, but I do kind of want to play as many songs as I possibly can.
Okay.
Pertaining to, you know, what you like, or relating to just you as an artist and being in the freestyle industry and that field up there. And to me, I've always believed that freestyle music generates and has generated from New York or, you know, that area. But when you first started singing and you became an artist, actually, no, I backed that up, because an artist is an artist when they're born. But when you got into making your first track, number one, how old were you? And number two, why do you believe, or who was it that inspired you to do the freestyle type of music when you did?
When I first started singing, you mean, the first track I ever did was a song called Never Alone on the album of the soundtrack movie for Fame, because I was in the choir.
Wow.
My teacher was Anthony Evans, and it's song number 3 on the actual album of Fame, the original,
wow.
the movie with Irene Cara. I went to the High School of Music and Art.
Okay.
And they were filming it in the school, and my teacher stopped me in the hallway and said, you haven't been coming to gospel choir class. I said, why? I'm doing theater downstairs. He goes, you need to come, because there's a woman named Irene Cara who's going to be here, who's filming.
Wow.
I'm like, well, what is that? Who's that? So I went, and I found out that it was the movie Fame being filmed,
uh-huh.
and I'm in the choir, in the alto section. That was the first thing I ever did in my life.
Did you sing backup on that track? What a feeling. Were you involved
in it? Not backup. I'm saying it's the actual choir. It's like 50 of us.
Okay.
I'm in the alto section.
Wow.
My name is on the actual playbill of the release of the movie. I've kept it. Irene Cara signed it. Yep.
Wow.
I was only 17 years old.
That's awesome. You know, I was a huge Fame fan.
Yeah, I
love that song. I love that song.
Yeah.
So it was. Just,
it's called Never Alone. It's the gospel track.
It's a gospel track.
Yep, it's on the actual album. On the flip side, song number 3. If you get the album, you can hear it.
Can we find
my
it?
Teacher?
Can we find
yeah, you could find it. Yeah, you.
I mean,
you can
is it like a you? Do you think we can find it on YouTube or?
What you'll have to do is Google. Yeah, you Google the movie Fame. And then
uh-huh.
you Google the soundtrack, and you can hear all the music, I bet.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, then from there. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right. Then from there, I started to hang out with Afrika Bambaataa's people, Afrika Islam, his son, started dating me. So I used to hang out with Ice-T and Houdini and the Cold Crush Brothers and GQ.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if anybody remembers them people. The Human Beatbox, Love Buzz Starsky. I used to hang out with all of them when they were nobodies. And
wow.
I was the only Latina. I was a breakdancer, rapper. And I was
Run DMC, huh?
Well, I didn't really hang with them. I didn't meet them, but I really hung out with, like, what's this guy's name? GQ, Houdini, Curtis Blow's people,
wow.
Charlie Chase. There's a whole bunch. Latin Empire, MCKG, Grandmaster, Melly Mel, all of them. This is going to be like a big reunion for me July 6th when I go to do this concert, because I'm actually going to see the Sugar Hill Gang. I was like, wow, I haven't seen them
wow.
since.
That's right. Now, so,
yeah.
Okay, so it sounds like to me that, you know, you did the whole rapping thing and you were in that scene with the beatboxing and all that stuff. And then, but
yeah,
you were in
but I wasn't recording nothing. I was just flowing with them.
Right.
I was just hanging.
Right.
Yeah. Writing
right.
stuff.
That's what, that's what you were drawn to. But then you were going to school and you were taking theater and all that, and then you know, kind of got pulled into the fame thing. And do you believe that's where it took you to freestyle?
Well, after a while, I was getting sick and tired. I don't know when gets offended, but I was getting sick and tired of the rap. Like, I was like, all right, but there's got to be something more to this. There's got to be, like, this should be, like, melody. There should be some kind of music in here where you can sing a little bit. And everybody was on, used to look at me and laugh, and Ice-T was like, please. And I'm like, nah, there's got to be something more to this. So Ice-T had an opportunity to go to L.A. So he left. And look at where he is now. And I stood with Africa Islam. But then Africa Islam went with him. And I said, I'm staying in New York. I'm going to do what I have to do here. And so I became Lisa Lisa's backup singer.
Wow. What album was that?
I Wonder If I Take You Home.
Are you serious? What's up?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot to me. A lot of people, I kept myself very low-key.
Wow. Yeah, there are a whole lot of Lisa fans out here.
I was with her. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I went on
and
tour with her.
Have you ever been out here to LA, to California, to Santa California?
I came out to California when Gloria Estefan came out with her music, Come and Shake a Body, Baby, Do That Conga, right?
Uh-huh.
I went out there to meet a music producer, and I performed and recorded music, which I had to find that stuff. I did do something out there in California, and I fell in love with California. And
what did you like about it? Real quick, what did you like
the
about
the environment? I liked the environment out there. I liked it.
Mm-hmm. Where it's so much slower than New York City, right? Is that what it was? Like,
yeah, but not only that, it was different. It's a different feeling.
Okay, go ahead now.
Yeah, it's a different feeling out there. The people, the clubs, everything. It was just a whole, even the air smelled different.
What? And you know what?
It was good. It was good for me. I liked it. Well, I like the fact that a lot of places, open spaces, a lot of grass, a lot of beautiful houses. Yeah. I'm in the city, girl. Over here, all there is cement and concrete.
I'm knowing, and I love it over there. I mean, I love it.
I'll be visiting one day.
You know, yeah, definitely.
Look me up when you come.
All right.
We're going to bring you down here. You know what I'm saying? Just believe that's already in the blender right now. You just don't know it. One other thing I wanted to ask you is, okay, so when you went into the scene with Lisa, right? You were on some interview with the test. From there on, you went ahead and were you with a group?
In between Lisa, I was doing Clave Rock Amaretto with these two other girls. What I did was I flip-flopped around. I worked for Sleeping Bag Records, Fresh Records. I worked with Robert Covillas of CNC Music Factory on a song called Don't Take Your Love Away, which I then had to give it to Lady Lee Love because I just disappeared with Lisa Lisa. I couldn't take that song, so Lady Lee Love got that song. She's still my friend today. I then, when I came back from doing the Lisa Lisa thing and the Amaretto thing, I then went on to went on tour with Roxanne, and Lisa Lisa and New Edition.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was like, I was a writer. I was always behind the scenes, sort of, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Perfect. You know what? We have 8.5 minutes left of the show, and I hate to, cut you off here. I'm going to go ahead and play, what I have of Rock Glave, which was submitted by DJ Shadow. And, you're on the first... you're on the intro here with Rock the Glove.
Okay.
And a whole lot of love going out to the Shadow. And like I said, all our prayers are with you guys and with him out there. And you and I definitely, we're going to be stay in touch and whatever needs to be done. I don't like to get, real spiritual on the show, but whatever is destined to happen is going to happen no matter what. You know what I'm saying? it being, you know, what you're doing and your whole, you know, going into Brazil and, you know, all that stuff right there. You know, we here at Versatile Radio want to encourage you to keep moving forward. And, you know, if there's anything that you need. Are you awake, Mama Laffy?
I'm here. I'm like on groupie status right now, so I'm sorry.
All right. Yeah, we're here for you, Amaretto. You know,
thank you,
DJ Shadow, and Casey of Clear Touch, Lobo. You know, I'm doing a little bit of collab with them and stuff. And, you know, you guys, all my listeners, you guys definitely are going to hear a whole lot more with and for Amaretto. Hopefully we're going to be fortunate enough to have her back on the show. I believe it's going to be, yes. You're growing right now. And, a lot of big things are happening for you. Amaretto, I'm sure you already know that, but I see it and it's huge. Mama Laffy, you want to go ahead and say goodbye to her as I play and I get to start with, Rock the Cover.
Yeah, I mean,
I
don't know what to say.
She's about to be conkler right now. We thank you very much, Amaretto.
Yes.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, once again, you know, we thank you right here, Versatile Radio. I'll be talking to you. I know it's late. I'll try to get it to you tomorrow via text or, you know.
Yeah. Okay, so you ladies, give me your names again, once again.
Call me Mama Laffy, but I'm Veronica.
Mama Laffy,
And thank you for tuning into Freestyle Paradise Radio. For those that don't know me, I go by the name of The Shadow. I want to welcome you guys to my first broadcast and many more to come. Right now, I'm going to hit you off with a two-hour segment of New School Freestyle mixed and edited by 103.5 KTU Zone, The Shadow. So sit back and enjoy the mix.
I want to let you know you're listening to The Shadow. The Shadow. The Shadow.
I'll give you.